Appenhaw.
Okay, and the last out.
But here's the whole thing right here.
He's staring at Adam Eaton.
You saw what he said?
Yeah, I did. Lip reading is one of my specialties. And Adam Eaton can't believe it. He's kind of incredulous.
Oh, Ventura, that's just absolute stupidity. That's all that is. A sheer stupidity from that guy. I tell you, he keeps that stuff up. He's going to get his behind whipped.
Get your sea bass.
That's Hawk and Stoney on CSN last night when Yordano Ventura became a grade-A jackass. He was just a jackass the other day when he got fined and not suspended. He was ejected for hitting, who did he hit? Brett Lowry. And last night, he moves to grade-A.
Yeah, he joins the Carlos Zambrano class last night.
That's what I tweeted that. Yeah. Somebody tweeted that at us.
It definitely raises the level of stupidity. The Royals are earning a reputation for being that kind of team, and they've already had 9 ejections. Wow. That's way too many. Out of control. Bad for baseball.
Not good.
And what happened last night is unfortunate. Baseball fights are dumb, and baseball fights are – nobody really comes out of it looking that graceful, tough. I mean, they're just not real – it's not a good look for the game. It's not a good look for either side. And as bad as Ventura was in what he said to Adam Eaton and the way that he instigated, I guess, for lack of a better term, because we don't know what, you know, the Royals are saying that it wasn't just him. They have history. But, you know, the Sox were drawn into this. But once they got drawn in, I don't think that it was one of Jeff Samardzija's finer moments.
I do not either.
If any of those guys want a piece of Samardzija, he'll be happy to oblige.
I think he would be happy to oblige, Hawk, and I believe that Jeff Samardzija, a former college football player who can handle his own, there's no doubt about it. You wanted Jeff Samardzija cracking back on a safety, he would take him out. You want a guy going across the middle, there's not a tougher physical pitcher maybe in Major League Baseball than a guy that could be playing wide receiver in the NFL, okay?
He's a tough
but,
dude.
But, Cap, come on. At some point, do you really want to see a guy who is on the brink of free agency, who is your number two starter, losing control to that degree?
No.
Did you see the video? You did see the video. We all saw
Brutal,
the video.
When he tackled the pitching coach?
That wasn't very smart.
He's going to get his behind whipped.
Well, it's all very – there's a lot of machismo around there, and it's all very cool, and I'm tough. And we
yeah,
until
he tears a rotator cuff.
Yeah. And how much are the White Sox going to be unified and light a spark behind this incident if you have an injured pitcher?
And they go, guess what? Dylan Axelrod's back. He's starting because Samardzija got hurt.
Do you know what I'm saying? Is that dumb – to ignore, I mean, I know we're going to hear from people, well, you don't understand, it's part of the code, it's a baseball thing. But I also know that getting injured while fighting in baseball
is stupid.
It would be the dumbest thing that happens to you this season.
Here's the article in a paper, I'm not sure you've heard of this, Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, I've heard of it, with Sully there.
Yes,
yeah.
This was with Colleen Kane.
Okay, Colleen, the beat writer for the Tribune, covers the White Sox.
White Sox right-hander Jeff Samardzija not pitching in Thursday's game against the Royals, but he was involved in the most talked-about occurrence on the field. One of 5 players ejected. Lorenzo Cain spoke after the game and said it's the Royals outfielder. For me, I'm not a big fan of him. I don't know what the deal is. The Royals' Christian Colon told Fox Sports Kansas City Samardzija was chirping at them from the bench. He's just in there running his mouth. I don't know about what. This is Oakland A's stuff when he was in the wild card game yelling at Ventura on the mound. I don't get it.
Well,
Samardzija did not speak after the game.
You could understand why Jeff Samardzija would have a sore spot for the Kansas City Royals. The Oakland A's season, he was in Oakland A.
Ended.
Yeah, because of the Royals. They now are in the division. He had the altercation earlier this season with the Royals. And, you know, it's been back and forth with that team. At some point, though, cooler heads have to prevail.
Yordano Ventura did speak after the game through an interpreter. Said it was a messy situation, Ventura said through an interpreter. I got the ground ball. I wasn't able to kind of control my emotions in that play, and it turned out ugly.
Where are you on this whole idea that baseball fights, altercations. I mean, calling it a fight is one thing. Okay, baseball skirmishes.
They're stupid.
Well, hold on. But they are stupid. I think we both agree in that. Where are you on the whole idea where you read and you hear quotes, well, this could bring us together. This is a bonding experience. So for all the potential negatives that we're talking about, the injuries, the stupidity, the bad look.
Suspensions.
The suspensions that cost you a start, Jeff Samardzija.
What have I told you? Guess what? Jeff Samardzija can't pitch against – who do they got coming up next? They got four games with Kansas City, and then who do they face?
There are enough legitimate reasons.
What if I told you they got a game? What if they got a game with the Tigers, and you go, great, we can't start Samardzija. We got to bring up somebody from the minors.
You got to be blaming me.
There are enough.
No, I'm not, Hawk.
Legitimate reasons to that pitchers miss starts. You know, a tweak, a dead arm, whatever. Mm-hmm. The rest, you don't need to create them. But what do you think about this whole idea that, oh, well, you know what? The Sox need cohesiveness. They need to come together. They need a spark. Teams can build
stupid.
Off fights.
Stupid.
I agree. I
totally
agree.
Stupid.
I agree.
By the way, we have a diehard follower who watches the show, at SteveDaily32. His handle is South Loop Sox Fan. He's a diehard. I mean, he's not a Cub guy at all. Catman, listen to you guys. I'm the biggest White Sox fan around. But Adam Eaton started the whole thing. He yelled and looked at Ventura, then Ventura told him, F you.
I don't think the replays necessarily disprove that. I think you see something. It seems as if watching the replays, and again, I wasn't watching it live. I've seen the replays. It seems that, like, Adam Eaton says something. And Adam Eaton handled himself post-game better than anybody else that was interviewed.
Take a listen to Adam Eaton.
Okay, here he is.
When I came out of the box, it happened so quick, to be honest with you. He kind of, you can watch the video, but I think when he came at me and with the two-step that he did and then he said something, I was a little thrown back by it. And then, then I had some words for him.
Well, at least he's...
I don't remember exactly. Honest, when you hear that, you're like, maybe you went first. You don't know.
I don't remember exactly is code for I don't want to tell you what really happened.
I might have said something first.
Sorry.
So.
I understand the male bonding nature of a good, expression of masculinity. That's awesome, Cap. It's all very machismo, very macho.
Yeah!
Yes!
Hell yeah!
Yes, Hawk.
I love that.
That is great. And I love the way it implies a little fire because we do get on Robin Ventura sometimes for not having the meatball-headed fire and the passion, right?
Giordano, his kid.
No, no way. I mean, way too expressive, way too emotional.
Alex, he ought to have his behind beat.
Al Perez says on Twitter, David Haw, David Kaplan, for the love of God, why can't they automatically suspend anyone that comes out of the dugout or the bullpen?
They do it in the NBA. You cannot.
NHL, third man in.
Yeah.
Kick you out.
Well, I think maybe the Kansas City Royals are inching Rob Manfred toward that type of discussion.
Yep.
Because 9 ejections this year, the Royals have become the bad boys of baseball. Going to the World Series has totally gone to their heads. They think that they are maybe above the law of the commissioner. That said, it doesn't excuse the way the Sox responded to it. Because I don't think you want your number two pitcher out there running around like he's headhunting on third and short.
Agreed.
Looking for a defensive back to take out.
Agreed.
You just don't want that, Shark. I love Jeff Samardzija and his mentality on the mound. I love everything he represents as an athlete in Chicago, right? We both do.
Yeah. And he's a good dude.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
Hawk was loving it last night. I think he wanted Samardzija to get down to a three-point stance. And he was loving it.
He wanted like Kyle Farnsworth taking out Paul Wilson. That's what he wanted, right?
Exactly.
Do you remember that?
I think Hawk would have gone down there if he could have gotten down
there
quick
enough.
Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do. Oh.
Farnsworth's a big man.
Big man. Well, I'm not sure how he got so big, but big man.
I love Hawk, but I just think advocating that, encouraging that is just catering meatball thoughts.
So let's grab a couple calls, okay?
Sure.
And then, all right, after the break, Mike.
Take a break.
After the break.
Take a break. Come back. We'll get to, we got Jerry in the West Loop, Larry in Canaryville. Oh, where's Canaryville, Cap? Bridgeport.
Yes.
Okay, correct. Good. Tested you there.
Yep.
Other guys on the line.
We'll get to all of you.
Yep.
And then I want to talk. Yesterday, I ripped Nick's. No, 2 days ago, I ripped Nick Saban with you, but I never said why.
Okay. So, and I want to tell you about a sign that was seen in Milwaukee by Claudia from Belvedere.
Really?
Yeah.
Say Cap'n Ha?
No. You'll like it, though.
Local treasures?
You'll like it.
FanDuel, changing the way people play fantasy sports. It's more fun than ever. FanDuel.com, the leader in one-day fantasy baseball for real cash with immediate cash payouts. Entry fees start at just $1. Stop waiting 6 months to win a league. Play today, win tonight. You can pick a brand new team any day you want. No more dealing with players on the DL. Pick up the hottest players in baseball for your team today. Your guy gets suspended, Jeff Samardzija, then go get another one. It's not just baseball. Play NHL and NBA playoff games too. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code Kaplan. Sign up. FanDuel paying out more than $2.5 million every single day this MLB season. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel matches it for $200 more. Up to $200, a bonus. Offer only good for the first 50 people today. Use the code Kaplan. Don't forget, use my code Kaplan. FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Kaplan Hall, right back.
Now, more Kaplan Hall on Comcast Sportsnet and WGN+.
The Royals have had four series where they've had these type of incidents. Is that part of
That's what I've heard.
I'm sorry?
I said that's what I've heard.
Yeah, is that part of the scouting reports you hear about how a team is competing? And
That's not in the scouting report, but see it on TV.
Bruce Levine and Robin Ventura had a bit of an exchange yesterday.
Robin watches a lot of TV.
Yes. 312-235-2525. It's Cap'n Hall. By the way, shout out to Brooke Weisbrod. Just texted, said, watching you boys with my coffee. Miss you.
Aww.
So, we miss you too,
miss
Brookie.
Brooke. Yeah,
we do absolutely. Miss her, but she sent that like 2 hours ago, Cap.
Hold on a second now.
So now she's on to something stronger.
Hang on a second. You and Haw are always all over me because I got 40 different things going,
and
right?
It's 100% true, and we're 100% right.
I'm not always all over you about that.
Correct. So, my wife was listening to you guys get on me about it. And we were sitting there watching the game last night. The period ends. I'm having a Not Your Father's root beer. I'm relaxed. And she said, it's been exactly 3 minutes and you haven't touched your phone. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, sound like Haw. She goes, yeah, I heard them. And they're 100% right. She said, some people are addicted to cocaine. Some people are addicted to alcohol. You are addicted to technology and having like 4,000 things going at one time.
How's Rosetta Stone going? Did you get through the first disc yet? Or
haven't started yet.
Oh, really? Okay, keep me posted on that. Let me know how that goes.
I'll let you know. She said you two are exactly accurate. But anyway, I have 8 unread messages, so I'm trying hard. Didn't even touch my phone till just now at the break, and I saw it was Brooke.
You haven't stopped tweeting, though, have you?
No, he has not.
No, I've
got 8 unread messages. That's not like Cap. We've been on the air since 9 o'clock.
Texts on my phone.
Okay.
I have answered.
Usually, by the way, too, he's what, maybe 2-3 phone calls during our 3 minute breaks that
oh,
we have.
Oh, gosh.
And I have
gosh.
Not made
don't
one,
get
have
me
I?
Started. That's like
no,
a different
you haven't.
Show.
Right.
Nobody's
I was going to say, we only got a 45 minutes.
Nobody's
left.
Calling him
get...
back. Nobody's calling him back.
I have not made any calls.
That's
None.
Not true.
But again,
that's not true.
Blatant lie.
I have things I have to get accomplished.
You do two shows,
for my next
basically.
Job.
You do two shows.
I got
shows.
Another show.
You got two shows going. Well, no, I'm not talking about Sports Talk Live.
Yeah, one's,
I'm talking about
one's
the show.
Here, and then one's in your head.
Yeah,
that's
well,
going on during our show. Which
the
is
one
nice.
On the air and yeah. the one off the air. The one off the air is.
You guys are brutal.
You know,
brutal.
Seems like it's fun.
Entertaining.
Never been invited to that show.
Okay.
You don't want to be.
All right, let's, before we get to the phone calls, 815, this is funny. Claudia texted, Claudia, loyal viewer from
Belvedere.
Belvedere. Yeah. Cap'n Hall, I want to make sure you know this, especially I heard this. A Bucks fan had a sign at the home games in Milwaukee that said, quote, but you still have Cutler. Basically, at the Bulls game, they have no shot against the Bulls.
Right.
But you still have Cutler.
That's phenomenal. I would like that as my screen grab.
Jay Cutler, by the way, meeting the media next Tuesday. The Bears, in the midst of everything else going on, draft in town next week. Mm-hmm. They're drafting, yes, number 7. They're having their voluntary mini camp.
Right.
Whew. And Jay Cutler's going to meet the media on Tuesday. First time since the end of last season.
I don't know.
I do know, Jay. You're supposed to be talking Tuesday after practice, which ends around 5 o'clock.
As I said, Jeff.
I am going to miss being misidentified by Mark Trestman.
Do you realize, going back to last season,
the most important part of the process is
if we go back to last football season, that was radio gold, as Jacobson called it. I mean, that you can't get better content than the insanity that went on with our football team.
Let me finish.
Well,
check the tape.
When you cover a team, and people always say, you know, what do you root for? And not to get into the whole fan discussion, but you don't really root for anything. But if you had your choice, team you cover is really very good.
Or awful.
Or really awful. And if they're really very good, you want them to be championship level good because that's more compelling. Everybody's interested. But if they're bad, you don't want to be like 7-9 bad.
You want them like 2-14
fall
bad.
Off the rails and introduce us all to take us down this dysfunctional
a new level
path.
Of stupid.
Yes. Stupidity, dysfunction, infighting. You know, Brandon Marshall tweeted last week or a couple weeks ago, I'm going to write a book about the 2014 season. And he probably could.
Is Aaron Cromer going to be the editor? Or how's that going to work out?
Forward by Aaron Cromer.
Somebody should catch up with Aaron Cromer.
Yeah, you think he wants to talk about 2014?
Maybe.
Really? Listen, if it's not off the record and anonymous, I don't think he has any interest.
He might get a little emotional.
Aaron Cromer?
Yes.
Where is he
I'm
now?
I'm talking about Cromer, not B. Marsh.
He's in Buffalo. Yeah. He's the O-line coach.
He's with your guy.
Rex.
Rex. I'll tell you what. I will interview Aaron Cromer at the Super Bowl. How's that? Because it'll be the Bills versus.
I think the Bills are going to have a big year.
The Packers. Ooh, that'd be tough.
Who just picked that? Peter King.
Did he?
I think Peter King just picked the Bills and the Packers in the Super Bowl.
I didn't go that far. I just picked the Bears 6-10 and heard a lot about it. I've written a lot of words this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I had somebody walk up to me at Joe's on Weed yesterday and said, hey, I heard the show this morning with Moon Mullen. I said, yeah. Okay, he had to be high. There's no possible way he could believe what he wrote. I'm like, hey, man, he believes it.
He believes it, so it must be true.
If there's any other football questions.
That's Cromer. I recognize that voice. Although it wasn't shaking with fear and trepidation.
We'll handle that internally.
Sure you will. Sure.
Let's go back to the phones.
I'm sorry.
Jerry's in the West Loop. Hey, Jerry, what's going on there, buddy?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. I called you 2 weeks ago, opening day, the day after opening day.
Yep.
And I said to you guys, I said, hey, it was unnecessary for Samardzija to hit Kane because the guy hit the home run. The season just opened. You go back and look at those games with Oakland and the White Sox, you see it's not the Royals. They must be intimidated or they're trying to intimidate the Royals. And I'm not a Royals fan. I'm a Chicago White Sox fan, but I'm a sportsman, man. And what's right is right. And you guys agreed that it was too early to be throwing balls. Samardzija started that at game one, and it has continued. It has continued. Kane's been hit 3 or 4 times.
Yep.
I mean, have you guys noticed that?
Yes.
You know, so what are the White Sox doing? Come on, man. Did they win the game last night?
No. They lost.
That's the problem. You're losing games. You're under 500. You need to be beating each other up to win games.
Jerry, I'm with you. I don't think that there's any place for this in baseball. I think it's two separate issues, and you're saying this too. The Royals have to clean up their act, and they cannot be the antagonist that they are. But the Sox are not blameless here, and they haven't been from day one.
Correct.
So thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Have a good day,
good
buddy.
Phone call.
312-235-2525. Larry in Canaryville, which is over by White Sox Park, for those of you that don't know. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, Paul, what's going on?
What's up there, Larry?
Hey, I know I'm in the minority here, but I do not believe that Sharks hit by pitch on Kane in the first game was intentional. His fastball was erratic that whole game. He already hit a guy, and they would have been down 3 runs. Putting guys on in that situation would have just been stupid. I know I'm in the minority, but that is just my opinion.
Appreciate it, Larry. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
I don't even think that Samardzija did a great job of denying that. He said, boy, it was baseball. Boys will be boys or something like that. Boys playing baseball. Mm-hmm. if it was really out of his control.
You go, hey, it would, I had bad did command.
See, did you? Yeah, did you see that? It wasn't my fault. I mean, it was because that's what happened with Chris Sale last night, right?
Correct.
Immediately, it was an 0-2 changeup. And Sale knew immediately it was he had lost control. I tend to think that was a pretty good sell job. I don't think he was acting.
I agree.
It seemed like that was a mispitch. I don't think that what Samardzija did on opening day was a mispitch. And that sounds like we're picking on Jeff Samardzija. We're not. But I think that you also have to grasp the obvious here.
All right, back to the phones. Maureen is in Joliet. Hello, Maureen.
What's going on, Buttercup?
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Listen, I'm a Sox fan. And when I heard Samardzija was coming to the Sox, I was not happy because I still go back to, I still go back to the time when, a few years back, when he hit Paul Konerko in the face. And I always believed that was intentional.
No way. I know Jeff exceptionally well. Since he came up.
He might hit somebody in the leg.
There's no way he would ever hit someone in the face. Never.
But see, I didn't like his demeanor. After he hit him, I look at a picture and I see if he looks like he might be sorry he did that. And I remember him jawing with AJ in the dugout. And, I mean, the two of them were going at it. I don't know if you can remember that, but since then, I never really believed that he didn't do that purposely.
Well, Maureen, that's interesting. I don't think he did it on purpose, but I do think that the greatest strength about Jeff Samardzija is what his mentality. His
tough guy.
His skill. He's a tough guy. You want that on your
like
team.
If you're a coach,
you want an edge.
You want a guy like this.
But there's a fine line. You don't want – again, it's in all of sports. It's in all of life. You don't want your greatest strength to become your greatest weakness. And sometimes I think it gets the best of Jeff Samardzija when he lets that mentality overtake him to the point where it's a detriment.
Maureen, appreciate
Thanks,
the call.
Maureen.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
See ya. 312-235-2525.
You know what I mean?
I completely agree.
It's great to have
Perception
him.
Perception becomes reality.
When he's out there and it's 32 degrees cap and they're playing the Indians and Jeff Samardzija's on the mound, nothing's going to get in his head to tell him he can't do something. You love that about him. You love that bulldog mentality. But when there's cooler heads have to prevail, you want him to be able to
decompress.
Take a deep breath and decompress.
Hey, tonight, Cubs Red, 6 o'clock at Comcast Sportsnet. I'll have the postgame show with Holly after the game. Sox KC on CSN tomorrow at 12:30. Bulls Bucks game for tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And get this, we have a giveaway. Pair of tickets to give away to the Blogs with Balls 6. Combination of panels, Q&As, presentations, and networking opportunities. I will be on the panel titled The State of Chicago Sports and Media with ESPN Chicago's John Greenberg, the snarky one, 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes, and ABC 7's Dion Miller. ESPN's Sarah Spain will be moderating. The event is this upcoming Wednesday, April 29th at First Ward Events, located at 2033 West North Avenue in Chicago. For more info, visit www.blogswithballs.com. If you'd like, the parent can attend the event in person. Should be a lot of fun. Call our contest line at 312-445-0326. 312-445-0326. And we'll give you a pair of tickets. Come see the panel. You okay over there? What's going on? You got a show going on in your head?
Yeah, see, I'm doing like six things. Yeah, sorry.
All right, we'll take a time out. We'll come right back.
Cap and Haw.
Samardzija.
Now
there
it breaks out again.
Well, we have seen some of this happening. We saw it in Kansas City. We saw it coming.
There's Gio Soto, who was teammates with Samardzija with the Cubs and with Oakland, and now here with the Sox. So he's out there trying to calm him down.
Abreu is trying to be a peacemaker out there.
Now, Samardzija, apparently somebody said something to him, and Jeff took exception to it, and there was a wild swing. And can't tell who it was, but he obviously was swinging at Jeff Samardzija.
It got nasty at U.S. Cellular last night. Cap and Hawk continues here on CSN and WGN Plus.
Mike's music makes me giggle.
Yeah, Mike's music tastes sometimes are good. Sometimes I'm like, what the hell are you playing? But that's what happens when you're 54 and Mike's 29. 29. He's way hipper.
Generation gap there.
Way hipper.
Cap, this thing is going on a lot of innuendo, a lot of rumors, a lot of speculation that's being reported now in relation to this fight. Somebody by the name of Nate Bucati at Sporting KC, co-host of the Border Patrol Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City, broadcaster for the Jayhawk Network. He's tweeting that Chris Sale went to the Royals clubhouse in the eighth inning, wanted to fight Ventura.
Yeah, he said, he just tweeted, you've seen a couple tweets, just spoke with someone else who was in Chicago last night who confirmed the Sale story to me.
And then his latest tweet is, Chicago fans accusing me of fabricating the Sale deal to make the Sox look bad.
A lot of check my mentions from Royals yeah. fans last night, LOL.
If you're Robin Ventura, how do you handle this, Cap? Internally, he said the right things publicly. Robin, this is why you have a manager like Robin Ventura, because he does deflect tension well, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't escalate things. He doesn't make, you know, kind of volatile situations worse. Ozzie Guillen in a situation like this might downright be threatening and drawing a line in the sand. Who knows? But Robin Ventura, this is what he's good at, right? Diffusing hostility. But behind closed doors, he's got to say something to these two guys. His best two pitchers are hotheads. I mean, Chris Sale was right in the middle of this.
What would the narrative be? Look how things can change. D. Rose misses the second free throw, they lose. Narrative changes there. Hawks lose. And what if Samardzija had wrecked his shoulder, laying on the ground in the middle of a fight?
Yeah. Because the thing is that people will say, well, the Royals started it, and the Royals are the big problem in baseball. You know what? If you're in Chicago, sorry, you don't care about the Royals.
Yeah.
You don't. You really don't care about the Royals.
You got a bigger fish to fry.
Let the Kansas City talk radio and Royals fans deal with that. What you worry about is how it affects your team. They're in your division, so how are you going to deal with this, you know, semi-regular irritant instigative team, this bunch of troublemakers. They don't play again until July 17th after this weekend. That's a good thing.
But you got three more games.
I know. You've got to address this. It sounds like the managers have spoken to each other about not letting things escalate. Let's get a couple phone calls in
all right,
here.
Before we do that, can I read you something real quick? Jeff Newitz just sent a message over from the station.
Sure.
Blackhawks TV ratings last night for Game 5 that you attended. 9-7, over 560,000 Chicago market homes were tuned in. It's just a monster number. For the Bulls, over 11.43 rating for the Bulls. They were on the main channel. The Hawks were on the plus channel.
Mm-hmm.
Second highest rated.
Hold on. The Hawks were on the plus, the main channel. The Bulls were on the plus channel.
No, Bulls were on plus. Bulls were on main.
Bulls were on
Hawks
main.
Hawks plus.
Hawks plus. Sox were on. Cubs were on. Man, what a Thursday. Oh, okay.
Very good.
Go ahead.
Bulls, second highest rated Bulls game in CSN Chicago history at an 11-4-3. And total for the day for the Cubs, Blackhawks, Bulls, White Sox, and Sports Talk Live and Cap and Haw, 817,000 homes.
Did you just include Cap and Haw to be nice?
No, that's what they've got.
Okay, it's interesting. It's good. That's a big day.
It's huge.
It's a
what
big day.
What a Thursday.
What a Thursday. And what a Saturday it will be. If you had to pick one game to be at, you got Bulls, Bucks in Milwaukee. Bulls are likely going to sweep. Bring your brooms. Bring your brooms to go with that nice Cutler sign. And then at night, 7 o'clock. Thank goodness it's not an 8:45 puck drop. 7 o'clock, which is bad enough for a Saturday deadline. Hawks, Preds, game 6, where the Hawks can close it out. We could be talking about two teams closing it out tomorrow night. If you had to pick one place to be tomorrow night, say you were a Chicago sports columnist, what would the place be?
Much as I like real chili up in Milwaukee, I would be at the United Center.
Got to see that.
Bigger fish to fry for a Bulls writer, for a columnist about the Bulls. Tomorrow is a much more compelling matchup at the United Center.
Bulls-Bucks, as much as we have made about Derrick Rose's, you know, return to dominance, I think, at times in this series. It's been a very good storyline to follow. It's been significant in its own right. It has the feel of the preseason to the playoffs. You know, this is a preliminary round. There's not a lot of sexiness from a sports standpoint from Bulls and Bucks.
Like, if the Bulls had lost to the Bucks, it would have been I mean, for the series, it would have been stunning.
Stunning.
If the Hawks get knocked out by the Preds where they don't have home ice advantage,
right?
Disappointing, not stunning.
Not stunning, because that says a lot about the relative interest level and parity between the two leagues in their postseasons. There's more drama in Bucks, and I'm sorry, Predators and Blackhawks.
Let's go to the phones. Nate Bucati is on the line.
Good job.
810 Sports Radio in Kansas City, hoping that someday he becomes the next Mark Carmen, who was the star of Kansas City. He joins us now here on Cap and Hot. Nate, good morning. You're getting a lot of Twitter references
attention
here in the Chicago area, a lot of attention. How accurate do you think this report is that Chris Sale wanted to fight Yordano Ventura in the locker room last night?
All I can tell you is what I've been told, which is by two people who, you know, I know were in Chicago last night at the stadium with the team, who told me this happened. I talked to one person last night who kind of gave me the heads up to it, tweeted out, and I had another person corroborate the story with me this morning. I wasn't there, so I can't sit there and tell you with 100% accuracy that it happened, because I didn't see it with my own eyes. But that's what I was told by two people that that I believe, and two people that you know, I consider to be good sources. So that's why I tweeted it out.
So you're reporting basically that Chris Sale, in the midst of a game after the blow-up, went from the Sox clubhouse, which are, you know, obviously connected by the hallway behind home plate there, to the Royals clubhouse looking for Ventura.
That's what I was told, yes. In the eighth inning, after you know, after the whole dust up,
the
and
brouhaha.
Guys
the
game.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the sense, yep, in Kansas City about the culpability, responsibility, and the direction the Royals are headed after yet another incident, and they've had 9 ejections, and you know how sports cities are, Nate. In Chicago, it's like the big bad Royals are the instigators, and look what they did to the White Sox. What's the tone in Kansas City this morning?
Well, look, as I'm learning, and I'm not surprised by this, there's a lot of White Sox fans that are not happy with me right now because of what I put out there today. I just told them to go ahead and look at the mentions that I got from Royals fans last night when I weighed in on what I thought happened then, because I'm not popular with a lot of Royals fans either, because my stance on it is, look, you might be able to take every single incident that the Royals have been in this year and paint a good picture as to why the other guy started it or it was the other guy's fault, but the bottom line is you had incidents with 4 different teams this year. And in my world, you have 4 incidents with 4 different teams, then there's one common denominator, and that's you. And that's where the Royals are right now. And I think that I think Yordano Ventura was told that by some of his teammates last night. I say that with confidence, and I think that's why he tried to act contrite last night. I think he realizes that you know, he's been in the middle of a lot of issues that are dragging his teammates into it, and he's not the only one. I mean, I know that there's clearly some bad blood between Lorenzo Cain and Jeff Samardzija. I think that was started by Jeff Samardzija personally, but the point is, once again, there's a common denominator. It's the Kansas City Royals, and I think you know, if I'm the Royals, my concern would be that teams now think they can get under Yordano Ventura's skin, and if he doesn't show that he's mature enough to actually be able to handle that, they will continue to get under his skin, and these types of things will keep happening, and he'll keep getting in trouble for it and causing trouble for his teammates. So, but obviously, as you know, fans, they're going to back their team no matter what, and Royals fans think that I'm not, you know, they think I'm not being fair to them on that front, and that's fine. I mean, that's the way it is. I guess, you know, when you're a fan, you're supposed to support your team no matter what they do.
Can you clarify the history with Jeff Samardzija and the Royals, and does it date back to last year's postseason when he was a member of the Oakland A's?
You know, I really don't know. I mean, nobody's been able to tell me where this started, but obviously on opening day, you know, he decided to drill, you know, Cain for whatever reason, and clearly there's still bad blood. You know, I would contend that the Royals would have been better served to deal with that then, as opposed to letting the bad blood, you know, continue on to the next series the way that it seems to have done. But I don't know. I don't know where it started. I don't know if Lorenzo Cain at some point said something to Jeff Samardzija. I don't know if Samardzija still has bad feelings from when he was with the A's in that wild card game. I really couldn't tell you. It would all be speculation on my part.
Can you understand why people here, and I'm looking at my Twitter feed, are calling the Kansas City Royals baseball's equivalent of the Detroit Lions? just completely out of control, talented, but completely off the rails. And do you expect it to get even uglier tonight, or do you think, nah, it'll blow over?
I have no idea what to expect from this team now, because there's been a couple different times when they've had these instances with other teams where they've said, everything's over and we're going to learn from this, and you know, we're going to go back to just playing baseball, and then the next day something else blows up. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this time around they finally have decided to calm things down. Do I understand it? Yeah. I mean, look, it's the national media. National media is referring to this team as the bad boys of baseball now. And I've asked a lot of the players if they're okay with that. And some of them, you know, try to deny that they are the bad boys of baseball. Some of them say, well, hey, if that's what we are, that's fine. As long as we keep winning games, we don't really care what other people say of us. I don't know how much of what the Royals have done has been particularly dirty this year. I think they seem to be more running their mouths than doing dirty things on the field. That seems to be leading to most of these dust-ups. So, you know, I don't know if that's a perfect analogy to the Lions, because it seems to me like a guy like Ndamukong Suh is just a flat-out dirty player. But, you know, and maybe somebody can point out to some reasons or some things the Royals have done that have been dirty on the field. But for the most part, to me, it just seems like they just run their mouths a lot.
Nate, appreciate the time, buddy.
Hey, thanks for jumping on.
Hey, guys, you got it. Anytime.
All the best.
And tell Mark Carmen I said hello, please. I still dream of being him one day.
You got it. We had him. We have him here all the time. We love him.
Thanks, Nate.
All right, see ya.
All
there
guys.
He is. Nate Bucati, Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City.
Aspires to be
Mark Carmen. Absolutely. All right, we'll get to more of your calls.
You know, when somebody puts something out there like that, I think it's good to have him or her on to defend it.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, the Twitter machine, it's like you're publishing something under the masthead of either your newspaper, your station, whatever it is. And so it's not just tweeting to be cute or to, hey, I'm going to share this with somebody. I'm going to share this with a friend. It's basically news.
Yeah.
So he is reporting that Chris Sale went from the Sox clubhouse to the Kansas City Royals clubhouse wanting to fight.
Interesting.
You got to get the Sox perspective at some point.
Absolutely. We'll see what we can do and find that out. 312-235-2525. Again, he is a sports anchor and reporter and host in Kansas City reporting that. Get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung Curve 4K Ultra HD TV Adapt in Glenview. The Samsung 4K Curved Ultra HD, you get the fastest internet and smart TV functions available. Come in to app today and see the complete selection of Samsung electronics or call them at 847-544-2228, 847-544-2228 for complete satisfaction, free delivery, and a better experience. Shop where we all shop, apt, A-B-T, app.com, app-pleasing people since 1936. Take a time out. We'll be right back.
It's Cap and Haw.
Right back.
What's Ventura talking
about? I don't know.
What's he talking about?
I have no clue.
That's absolutely absurd. Guy hits a one-hopper to you, and you're going to get upset about that? And Moustakas now is taking Ventura off the field. Now,
yeah, going out there, you knew it was going to happen. We said it was going to happen in Kansas City. These two teams are going to have some problems.
That's Hawk and Stoney as the fight ensued and raged on last night at U.S. Cellular
raged
Field.
Raged on.
It got out
baseball
of control.
Baseball fights don't rage on.
That one, if you watch.
There was rage, but I don't know how much fighting there
then
was.
Then it kind of calmed down, and then all of a sudden, Samardzija's tackling the pitching coach, and they're on the ground, and people on top of them.
Yeah, but it always fascinates me during baseball fights. They perfected the art of the attack and retreat. You know, they run on the field and they run.
Yeah, make sure somebody gets in between you.
Yeah, you kind
of. Yeah, I want to get at
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
basketball players are worse with that, I think.
I don't know.
Way worse.
I think
baseball
fights,
is the worst.
Baseball fights
the
are
worst.
But when you saw the bullpen clear and you saw the Royal bullpen coming out, that was pretty cool. I don't know. My meatball head, you know, my meatballness came in there. I was like, oh, here we go.
Crazy.
And this Hawk was just so excited. And being a homer, I mean, it was perfect. It's perfect theater.
It was crazy. 312-235-2525. Don in Dyer, Indiana. Hi, Don. How you doing there, buddy?
Hi, Don.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to comment that a neighbor of mine was at the Sox game last night, sitting down low, and there wasn't a whole lot of people there because of the weather being cold. And he thinks what started the fight was when Eden bumps back to the pitcher, he kind of yelled something at himself. He was mad at himself for doing it. Maybe Ventura took it the wrong way, I don't know, but he yelled a real loud F-bomb at Eaton, and that started the whole thing. So
you can clearly see Adam Eaton saying something, whether it's at himself or at Ventura. And you can obviously, as Steve Stone alluded to, read Ventura's lips. It's easy to do.
I want to go to Fuddruckers.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeez. Don.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Don, appreciate the call.
Ventura's got a problem. Look, all that we're talking about in terms of...
And Ventura being your Dono, not Robin.
Yes, not Robin. Well, Robin may have an issue, but not a problem. The pitcher has to get control of his emotions. And we would spend more time talking about that necessarily if we were in Kansas City. Okay?
Correct.
From the Sox perspective, in the context of Chicago...
Protect your assets.
What you're worried about is Jeff Samardzija's involvement in Chris Sale's temper.
If any of those guys want a piece of Samardzija, he'll be happy to oblige.
And Hawk's blood pressure. Deep breaths.
You don't want Samardzija obliging because he could get hurt.
Yes, I know.
He could beat the crap out of the guy. He could also tear his rotator cuff.
I just can't. When you hear that, when you watch it and you see Samardzija and Sale kind of at the center of this, you wonder what is going through Rick Hahn's head.
All right, we're
going
to blow off page two today.
All right.
Even though the Apple Watch just made a huge announcement. And they're going to carry the Tribune on the Apple Watch.
Really?
People can read your column on their wrist.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
It's very exciting.
Marty in Rogers Park. Marty, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Marty.
I was at the Sox game last night, freezing my butt off, and you know, the ball started, and from a fan's perspective, it got us all up and excited, got everybody into the game, and as I was
pile up,
I saw Samardzija go flying out of it, and at the bottom of the pile, and it was kind of a reality check. I'm like, man, it's my number two starter right there. I don't know. It's just it was a reality check, and that's not what I wanted to see. And now I hear this thing about Chris Sale, whether it's true or not. I don't know. Just from a fan's perspective, that's not what I want to see from my team. But I just want to get your guys' thoughts on Robin's post-game reaction. He seems pretty upset. He was short with the reporters, and I don't think he was upset about the outcome of that game because the Sox played competitive ball. So I don't know. It's kind of odd, so I want to get your guys' thought on that.
Well, they lost, so we can't be happy. And I think that it's another incident with the Royals, which has to be somewhat tiresome. And I think you might be getting slightly annoyed. I could see that. And I'm glad to hear him slightly annoyed.
Let's hear a little bit of Robin Ventura. Mikey's got it for us.
Both sides end up, you know, when anybody starts staring, everybody, you know, reacts to it. So, you know, I think for us, once you get out there, you know, when somebody starts saying something, you know, guys are emotional. And I couldn't even tell you what happened. There's people everywhere. I don't think it's unfortunate, you know, when guys have their back. I mean, I think you see what's going on out there, and you know, you don't know how it exactly starts, but you know, once it starts, you know, I think there is an unfortunate and there's a good team thing behind it too, when guys have each other's backs. But I couldn't even tell you what happened.
Is there any question in April that your teammates have your back? And I mean that seriously. I'm not questioning, but I wonder. We're not in June. We're not in the midst of a season that
your
is.
Your teammates don't have your back in April. You're done.
isn't that assumed?
Yeah.
You just spent 6 weeks of spring training together, which have been intended for years to be bonding. That's why they have it. You know, you're all together every day, all day, every day.
Go
Same
out to
thing.
Dinner, do whatever it is.
Pretty much a lot of male bonding at spring training. If you are having cohesive problems, or you know that you need. I don't know. I always think that when you hear that, it sounds like code for you don't know what else to say, and you're trying to justify what just happened. Jeff Samardzija. Well, at least we know that Jeff Samardzija has our backs. Of course, you know that. He's going out every fifth day and pitching lights out. He's a competitor. You can see that. He doesn't have to get in a fight to prove it.
Agreed.
So I don't know about all that.
312-235-2525. Marty, thanks for the call,
buddy.
Thanks,
Marty.
Let's see. Where are we going here?
How about Omari in Chicago?
Omari in Chicago. Omari, what's up, bud?
Hey, Omari.
How you doing, man? I'm really excited to be calling in to watch your show like every morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
But I'm not a Sox fan. I'm a Cubs fan. But, you know, seeing stuff like incidents like this, you have to think that, you know, like, what is this going to do for a team? You know, yeah, you got into a fight, but how are you going to react afterwards? You know, and, you know, I think in the next couple of days you're going to see if the Sox can respond to this. You know, are they going to respond in a good way or are they going to respond in a bad way?
Well,
you know, and that's like
– we'll see, Omari. I think
– because in the end last night, yeah, they got their machismo up. In the end, they lost.
They did lose.
Yeah. You got to find a way to win those games.
Yeah, you got to – I mean, those can be crushing losses. You know, and the whole thing is, like, how are you going to respond right after that?
They didn't respond.
Omari, have a good weekend, buddy.
With a victory.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for watching. And I think that they could be, you know, this could be a great bonding experience, but unless they actually use it to improve their performance, it means nothing. How about this, 312? The fight is the fire. The Sox needed. Robin
oh,
can't
that's
provide.
Stupid.
I mean, really?
Stupid. But Michael Pratolapak, I think I got it right, Pratolapak mm-hmm. on Twitter said, Cap, diehard Sox fan watching the show. Hard to say this, but Han might need a managerial change. Hashtag garden hire.
You wanted to get to this
item. I did want to get this in before we get out of here.
Yeah.
So Ron Gardenhire.
You want to stir it up. Here's Cap.
Ron Gardenhire has gone out and hired an agent. He told Ken Rosenthal he's not actively pursuing a job, but that he has hired an agent for the first time since 1987 to monitor the possible managerial openings and is willing to consider virtually any position.
Uh-oh.
Well played.
He's How about
a good,
that?
He's a good manager, Cap. I mean, I think when I wrote his name as far as I said, what do Paul Molitor and Robin Ventura, what will they have in common by Memorial Day? Both are going to be tired of hearing the name Ron Gardenhire. And people were coming at me, he's not that good of a man. What did he ever win? What did he ever win? Well, he was pretty consistent.
Ron Gardenhire?
Yes.
Did he go to six times to the playoffs?
But they never won at all with him.
He never had a team that had a chance.
I know. You're arguing my position. I'm telling you what I've heard from people. Was that he's not that good of a manager. I think he's as good of a manager who's available as you're going to find in terms of a guy who doesn't have a job right now.
He's only 57 years old, yeah. Okay.
That's older than I thought.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. He says, no, I'm not interested in the end. He decides he wants to chomp the cigar and play golf.
Ozzy.
Yeah, I know you're going back to Ozzy. Hold on. You're stirring it up, Cap. The Ozzy Guillen.
I'm not getting rid of Robin yet. I'm giving him a chance.
But it's second time this week you have brought up the name Ozzy Guillen in the context of Sox manager. That's not a discussion anybody's having, except for you. But it's fun.
I'm a big Ozzy guy.
It's fun. It's fun to consider.
Love Robin. And he's a wonderful guy.
It keeps Sports Talk Alive alive.
I'm just saying, if it's June and you're up the track, and you need a spark.
Gardenhire or Ozzy?
I go Ozzy.
I think I might go Gardenhire. What about Sox fan in there?
Gardenhire. Producer, I want Ozzy back.
Oh, it'd be so awesome.
I think ideally.
And again, I hope Robin gets it done.
You want Robin to get things done. You want Robin to get hold of this team. You want the Sox to start winning.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Anthony Rizzo, Monday.
Ooh, good.
And NFL draft production. Stuff all week long. See ya.
All right. Well, see you later.